since the Independence Day of Chad from August of 1960 to this day, I will tell you with certitude that this is the biggest boycott ever, simply because the Chadian population is tired of the tyranny of Deby and his tribe. So for this election that happened on Sunday, I don't think there was an election in Chad, period. There was not an election in Chad last Sunday, simply because despite the intensified campaign done by the only one party, the president party, who have paid people even to go out and vote. And yet, when the time has come, people have listened to what we have been preaching to them for the last 12 months, asking them simply to not vote again for a sixth term for this person who has been in power over 30 years. And yet, Chad is one of the poorest countries in the world. We believe it was a successful boycott.
And Dalabai, what do you think this successful boycott, as you described it, what do you think the message is? Or what message do you think this success sends to President Deby and his team?
The message is clear. The people of Chad do not need Deby anymore. They are saying enough is enough. Just move on and leave it to somebody else who is able to raise this country up on the economical level, on the military level as well, because the Chadian military is very chronic. And Deby himself has said it. So it's nothing new under the sun. This election, this boycotting clearly sent a message from the population, from the Chadian people to Mr. Deby, saying that, Deby, you have done your part and you have failed in many areas. It's time for you to take a break. You are about to be 70 years old. Almost half of those years, you were in power, and yet we're not progressing. So it's time to change coach. You know, we don't need to keep the same coach if the team continues to lose every single game since 30 years. So it's time for him to go.
In Dalabai, so with this success that you have described, what is the next step for the opposition?
We have joined forces as a opposition party to organize. Initially, we, the Transformateur, have organized the protestation every Saturday. And then we were able to rally a bunch of all the political parties, civil society, and human rights groups to join the coordination that we put in place. So we already have a joint venture in this process. So now that we know and we believe there was no election last April 11th, what we're working toward is definitely to prepare an exit way for Deby. His current mandate is going to be over on August 8th. And from there on, we don't need Deby in power anymore. So we will be working together to put in place a team, possibly to be able to work on the transition after Deby. We are looking past him.
Supporters of the president are saying that people went to the polls in spite of the boycott and he will be sworn in again in August to continue his work.
It's a classical game. And yes, they keep saying that, you know, people came out and voted. But we have observers all over the country as well. And even in some places, the ballot got burned and there are pictures showing that. You know, and as we're speaking, some of the supervisor didn't get paid and are boycotting even the counting of the votes. So we have been exposed to this lie for over 30 years. So we're not surprised for them. Let me guarantee you this. They will come out and say he won over 80%. And we don't need to go through this theatrical election to show that Deby has won. We knew in advance that this is a show to show to the international community that, yes, there were elections and it was free. It was done based on the constitution and that he has won and the people of Chad have voted him. But just do a simple survey of the Chadian population regarding this president and you would know that he is in the rear mirror.
There were concerns by supporters of the president that opposition groups try to get people to undermine the election by burning ballot papers and intimidating poll workers and all that. Why did the opposition do that?
Okay, Loa, let me tell you this. As we speak, there is some war going on in the northern part of Chad by the rebel group who wants his baby to be done. Are these people also being pushed into this war by the opposition party? I don't think so. I think the Chadian population is just tired of him. This little circle of people around him who are benefiting from his reign can say anything to keep their power and continue to enjoy the benefit of that power.